Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX. This is episode number 11 of the Vex on Vex podcast. As always, joined by Robot Phillips. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, you want to do something. Today, we're recording. It is March the 16th.
Yes, it is.
2:19 in the p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something special in your life?
Yes, I would love to say happy birthday to my beloved mother. I hope your day goes wonderful. I'll call you tonight. I know that when you hear this, it'll be probably weeks in the future.
Weeks away.
But today is March 16th. It's my mother's birthday. I just celebrated my birthday on March 12th. So
awesome.
Yeah. So mom always considered me her birthday gift.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the nicest ever.
Because we're 4 days apart.
And this is the same podcast where you told me your mother was a huge Black Sabbath fan.
Yeah.
Melted my face. I could not believe it, actually. She's like the nicest, most normal mom person ever. And then she's like, I like Ozzy.
If there was a time machine and we went back in time, we'd probably see like this crazy woman.
So it's kind of like, you know what I saw last night on TV for real? Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Marty McFly goes back into the 50s and his mom's just fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's just crazy. So I guess your mom was a little insane is what you're trying
probably,
to tell me.
Probably. I don't know.
Dude, a Sabbath fan.
Yeah.
My mom was not into Sabbath.
Yeah, she was like Sabbath the Who. But then when my mom and dad got married, they're listening to the Carpenters and they're listening to like, what's that one? Tie a yellow ribbon.
Hold on. I see his face in my mind. Yeah. You know what movie he's in?
What?
That's My Boy. He's in that. That's My Boy.
Yeah, so they're listening to like stuff like that.
Tony Orlando.
Yeah, Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando.
Yeah, I Captain like Tennille. You know, that's the stuff that they used to listen to. You know,
that's the pop music of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember coming home from the mall and everything when we were kids. My dad would have what was it? Magic 107 Magic GMK or something.
MGK.
That's it. Yeah, we'd be listening, and you'd hear, like, you know, Tom Jones and stuff. That was, like, the first time I ever heard Tom Jones.
Do you want to know how fucking old we are now?
Yeah.
WOGL was always this not even classic, this old music station.
Mm-hmm.
They now play music that I grew up listening to. Like, fucking Madonna.
Oh, my God.
Prince. No, for real.
Yeah.
Prince died, so I guess he counts. He can, like, be classic. But it's, like, melts my face that I'm this old that I'm, like, WOGL. And I call it Woogle.
Woogle.
And all, the only person who ever liked that joke was my second wife. My third wife just looks like I'm retarded. But the second wife was like, that's funny. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We always record these shows, and
yes,
they come out many weeks ahead.
Yes.
Or behind, I should say. But as of March 16th, Toys R Us is closing its doors in the United States.
Yes, and I have to talk about that. So how do you feel about it?
Being that I'm in my 40s, I'm not as upset as I might have been if I was 15.
I was actually a little upset.
Explain.
Because I made a meme about it, because you don't. If you really think about it, this is the end of B&M's toy stores, brick-and-mortar toy stores.
Why is that?
Because there's no other toy stores ever. They're gone, all of them. Katy City, KB, now Toys R Us.
KB's gone? I didn't really notice.
Yeah, KB is completely gone. Well, I'm, you know, the big nerd, so.
But let's be realistic, okay? Mm-hmm. You have a child. I have a stepchild.
Yeah.
I find myself purchasing most of his toys for gifts. I just get them online.
Oh, no, we do too. But, I mean, you got to think about it. You know, when we were kids,
yes,
I don't know how your parents handled it, but when we were kids, we'd go to school, and it was our birthday.
Sure.
We'd go to school, you know, walk around the classroom giving out munchkins or donuts or whatever.
Sure.
And then you'd come home, and your mom and dad would sit you down. You'd pick out where you want to eat, and then we would go to the fast food restaurant or whatever restaurant.
Okay.
And then it was that magical time. What toy store do you want to go to?
Yeah.
And just that emotion of walking in the store knowing this is all mine and I can pick whatever I want.
Do you remember vividly, because I do,
mm-hmm,
when they built the Toys R Us in the neighborhood that we grew up in?
Yep.
And I'm going to figure we were like 10-ish?
Yeah.
9-ish in that region?
Yeah, probably like 8, 9-ish.
But I remember it was close enough to our house because it wasn't quite on the other side
of
the
nine blocks,
that we could walk there.
Yeah.
And that we could go in by ourselves, unattended, and just take in.
No. Do you remember what they used to make, what they used to do?
No.
There was these little white cards that your parent had to fill out at the store.
Okay.
If you were under 16 years old. And if you didn't have the card, up that aisle and then the help desk was right there.
Yeah.
All the employees would see parents. And if you said, they're home, you know, and they'd say, well, do you have the card? And you'd go, what card? They'd say, you can't come in here, and they kick you out.
They never fucked with me.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
I spent...
I used to stand, no, well, a couple times my mom did get the card for us,
okay,
but then we lose them. So what we would do is when we had money, we would stand at the front of the doors, and then when a crowd of like people would come, we would go, hey, excuse me, do you mind if we like just walk in with you?
Oh, so my God, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
No, well, that's what I said. No, every time it worked for me. Like a family of seven, and you know, like a family of three, not seven, but a family of three,
yeah,
would walk in, and that I'd be like, look, I have my own money. I'm not asking for money. Can you just help me get in the store because I don't have my card? And the one father looked at me and he's like, yeah, sure. He's like, if you have your own money, yeah. He's like, just follow us, you know? So we'd follow. And in the minute that, you know, they would see me, they would go, hey, you with, or, is that with, or is he with you? And then they would look back and they would go, yeah, he's with us. And then I would just thank him and then go run and get what I wanted.
I suspect that you spent a lot more time at that toy store.
Oh, yes, I did. Every fucking day, practically. That was like my hangout.
Because, you know, I was never hassled by the man for wanting to go peruse toys. However, I remember vividly that Kmart had a toy section,
yes,
which was in this right across the street in a different shopping center. I would like, so if my mother went shopping, I would just go stand in the toy section.
Yeah,
and they sold Star Wars toys and things like that.
GoBots.
So, oh my!
Yeah.
See, I was never a GoBots guy.
I liked them all, so it didn't matter.
I was annoyed that GoBots existed. I was like, "You're the bastardized version of the Transformers. Fuck you guys, man."
It was Tonka. Tonka.
It was Tonka.
Tonka found no. Well, that's the thing. Tonka, you know, they did the big. They did the trucks and everything, the metal trucks.
I remember
that.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. My dad still has ours, yeah, from when we were kids.
Like, you could kill another
child
with
that.
Tonka
pick truck. Yeah, you could pick that literally up. Ladies and gentlemen, you could pick that up and throw it at a sibling and literally put him in the hospital or kill him.
Literally. Now, they still make them, but they're all plastic.
Yeah, they're all plastic.
I recently
now.
Bought some of them for Benjamin, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was like that nostalgia thing. Mm-hmm. They're still yellow. They're,
yeah,
gigantic, but they're all,
oh, no,
plastic.
We had tow truck. A blue and white tow truck we had, and it's a huge one.
Yeah.
And we have the dump truck, and I think...
The dump truck is the ultimate. Bro,
yeah,
it was so strongly made, you could kneel one knee in the back of the dump truck and ride it around your,
yep,
house.
That's what we used to do.
That's what we used to,
yeah,
do.
Man. And my dad, 5 minutes after hearing...
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, stop that!
I love that dump truck. I did. And it's like, couldn't even... Here's what I didn't like about it. You couldn't put any action figures inside the cab. Remember that?
Yeah, because
no
the cab... Yeah, the cab was completely sealed
but
off.
But had I been able to put a G.I. Joe character in there, oh, it would have been so glorious.
Well, we had two of them, and I remember Kev was there with like a hammer and a screwdriver trying to bang it.
Oh, that's,
yeah, yeah, so he could put
no
one
windows
in. Yeah, because, I mean, no, but I mean, when we got allowance, which wasn't much back in the 80s, you know, it was like a dollar, but you would save it up every week.
Yeah, then you can go buy
and
something.
And then all you need was $3.99 for a freaking Transformer, one of the smaller ones, or $4.99 for a freaking G.I. Joe figure.
Man.
And you would run to there. And the same with the Star Wars.
I remember being 12 years old. And when you're 12, you're kind of getting out of that age range where you're playing with toys constantly. Girls are in the horizon.
Yeah,
and you don't,
yeah,
know. But I remember going, and I was still a fan of toys. Obviously, I am now, and you are now,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
But it was like incognito. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I went to Toys R Us, and I think I bought my last big purchase. It was like $30 or something. You got to help me with the names. You're going to know this.
Okay.
Remember the Dragonfly, the helicopter for G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Well, they came out with a second version of the Dragonfly, which was yellow and brown, and it was like
Tiger Force.
Tiger Force.
Tiger
Force. And I had to have it, and I was like 12. I was like 7th grade or something, and I'm like, no, I got to have that. And I like, I saved up my money. And I went over and I was embarrassed to bring the box into my house with my parents. So I like put it in a bag or something. I was like, no, that's my Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. That's not a toy I'm buying. And then I assembled it and I was like, this is so amazing. Because I had the Dragonfly originally, but I was like 5 or 7 or something, right?
Yeah.
So now you're like 12. My Dragonfly hadn't really made it through. I played with this so much, it was beat up. But this toy was pristine. And I still remember the mechanism where you'd hit the button and the propeller went,
yep,
around.
Yep.
I love that. So it was my last purchase before kind of abandoning it ever.
Yeah. Kev had a lot of that shit. G.I. Joe, he was a big G.I. Joe. That's why he's in the guns
now.
That's
why he's a gun nut?
Yeah, that's why he's a gun nut. Well, he used to collect Chuck Norris toys. He collected.
There were Chuck Norris
toys? There was a Chuck Norris cartoon.
Tell me.
Yes,
tell
there was a Chuck Norris cartoon, and then you had Rambo the cartoon.
I remember that.
And A-Team, he loved A-Team. He still has the original Marvel Punisher van.
Oh, my God.
That thing, and it's still in the box.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
How do you have an entire family with the wherewithal and the future vision to keep your toys intact and packing material?
Oh, no. That's the shit. That's me and Kev. We were careful with our toys. But
seriously.
See, you know, like now you got to fight your kid to get rid of the toys. It's like, yo, you got too much. You need to throw it out. No. My mother and father, they wait until we went to school, and then magically things disappear.
Well, that's what we do to ours, though.
Oh, well, see, I try to do it, and then Kai starts screaming, so then I got to go.
No, but Kai's old enough to outthink you.
I know.
I'm dealing with a seven-year-old.
Yeah, so,
just vanishes, and I put it in the attic. He doesn't know, and he can't reach the attic. He's
exactly.
seven.
He's 7 years
but
old.
But eventually it's going to happen. When he's 15, he's going to go to the attic for something, and he's like, oh, my toys! What the fuck, man? What is happening? Because I remember being outraged when I figured out when I was like 15 and my mom would give my toys away or throw them away. I had this set. This is so dumb. Like a doctor set
with
a stethoscope and like a thing for your knee and like the ear thing and a fake needle and all this stuff. And one day I wanted it to find it and play with it. I never play with it ever. But I'm like, in this thing I'm doing, I need my stuff. And it just didn't exist. And I was like, I know that I have a doctor's kit.
Well, see, there used to be, okay, you know Tarsdale and Castor Ave.
Yes.
Okay, in Philadelphia. There used to be a toy store. There used to be a Kitty City
there.
That
was Kitty City.
No, I'm saying directly across, though. From the, if you cross the corner in an angle.
Seriously? There was
to the other
one
where Rite Aid is now.
Okay.
That used to be a building. Okay, back in 78.
In 78.
78,
so
yeah.
Old.
I remember this. You know why? Because Patty and Kevin were just born.
Okay.
And my mom was still in the hospital, and they needed diapers emergency-wise. My dad woke me and Mike up and said, get in the car, we're going to go get diapers. There was a toy store across the street. Now, I don't remember the name. Maybe somebody that's listening that lived in Philadelphia or lives in Philadelphia that remembered it. It was either called Toy City or Toy World or Toy Town, one of them.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a big franchise or if it was just a small mom and pop, but it was a pretty big factory. It was a big building.
Okay.
And I remember going there. And in 78 and 79, that's why I became such a big robot guy, because American toys sucked back in then. I'm not kidding. Before 83.
Tell me Stretch Armstrong wasn't cool.
Yeah, I liked it. That was cool. But it was like an hour you would play with it, and you go, okay.
And 78 is when Star Wars explodes.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean,
so you say it sucked. I don't know if I agree.
Remember, though, I didn't see Star Wars yet. I was only, 4 years old in 78?
Somehow, at the tender age of 3 or 4, I knew it existed.
Now, I didn't.
I don't know how. I guess from going and seeing the toys. I guess
maybe.
Just going to the store, and they were everywhere.
They had Mork and Mindy toys.
I remember with the egg.
Yes.
My friends had that. I never had that.
Well, this is the thing. See, back in the 78, Japan was making all the toys. And then what was happening, like if you look behind you, Shogun Warriors.
Yes.
There is proof. And that this is going back to when I was saying about Transformers.
Okay.
But, they used to ship them in the Japanese boxes. Tonka would get them, take them out of the Japanese boxes, and put them in the Shogun Warrior box.
And yeah, repackage
and,
them.
Yeah, repackage them.
Which is legal.
That's basically what they would do. And that's what they did with Transformers, too, for the first 5 years.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They would send them in the Japanese boxes, Diaclone boxes, and then they would take them out of the Diaclone boxes and put them in Transformer boxes.
Total offshoot. But when I was in California, I don't know, like 05 or something, we were on tour. I purchased, still in the box, a black Starscream with the Asian writing all over the box.
Nice.
I still have it. I didn't open it or anything. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But see, that's the thing. Like, back in 78, you'd walk down the boys section, you'd have your G.I. Joes, but they weren't the three.
No, they were the gigantic ones.
And I wasn't interested in
them.
They had James Bond toys and shit like that. I was like, eh. But then you'd get to the point where there's all these Japanese robots, but they're in American names like Micromen and like, you know, like these really awesome like Gaidokin and like Shogun Warriors. And it was just like.
And that became your thing.
That became my thing.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Well,
and here it is decades, literally 40 years later, and it's still your thing.
Yeah, it's still my thing. I love it. And, you know, well, you got to thank, literally everybody that was born in the 80s needs to thank, all right, trans or Z.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody born in the 80s has to thank trans or Z.
Yeah, that's
how does that make any sense?
I'm going to tell you okay. right now.
Was all the fucking because of trans or Z?
No.
Okay.
Trans or Z came to America, and that is what set off the insanity that kids wanted big robots, because he was a big, huge mech that a guy drove, and everybody went apeshit, and that's when Transformers, GoBots, everything started
back
coming.
To the GoBots.
Yes.
How did you like the GoBots? They were like the jerk-off toy.
They were their own thing.
They were so small.
No. This is how I figured. This is how I figured it out. Transformers were for the older kids. The younger kids had the GoBots. They were easy. Look at the blue fucking tank. You folded it over. That was it, and it
that
was a tank.
Was it?
It was because
but we were both little, and we
yeah,
both adored the Transformers.
Transformers, yeah, but they were more complex and more detailed. The GoBots, they were just simplified, but I liked them. They
I
were
felt
an interesting.
Like it, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
I felt like it was a shortcut, though. Like you said it yourself, there's more detail in the original. Like my first Transformer ever
mm-hmm.
is Soundwave.
Yeah, okay?
And he's all I had. I had no other Transformers. Well, you could get, and he came with Ravage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or no, actually, I had him with Laserbeak. That's who he came with.
Okay,
but it wasn't Laserbeak. It was the yellow one. Who's the yellow one? There was a couple of birds. Laserbeak's the red one.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Buzzsaw.
So Buzzsaw came with him.
Yeah.
The coolest thing in the world. I bought a Ravage off one of my friends because he didn't come with a Ravage.
Oh, you should see the freaking masterpiece of those two. I have them. They are freaking awesome. Like, you think that just doing...
All right, so wait. They're here?
I have them here.
All right, we're going to pause the podcast. We're going to go to the back of your illustrious
basement.
I'm just
going to go grab them.
You're going to go grab them?
Yeah.
So this is amazing. I'm going to play with Transformers. I'm in my 40s. A musician. A tattooed musician at that. And he's getting the toys. So I guess I'm filling time. At any rate, how you guys doing out there in podcast land? Hopefully you're listening to us on the Loud and Loaded Network. And we are carried by the Podbean application on your phone. But what we found is that if you just Google Vex on Vex Podcast, it's on Apple. It's everywhere that podcasts are available. So if you're a fan of this, I don't know, check out a back episode. This is episode number 11. There's 10 more hours previously that have been released before this episode that you could hear of all of our opinions. All right, that's me completing my time filler. So we're going to pause this. Bear with us momentarily. When we return, we'll have toys to play with. Yay!
Welcome back to the Vex on Vex podcast. It's me and Robot Phillips. Now, Robot, what did you just bring over to the desk?
I brought you the G1 Laserbeak, the G1 Ravage, and then I brought you the Masterpiece Ravage and the Masterpiece Laserbeak.
Now, no one's going to know what G1 means. So
okay, Generation 1.
How does this Ravage transform into a cassette tape?
It's
complex.
Yeah, they really complexed it all up.
So this is the new groovy one.
If I can just remember now.
See, you can't even remember.
Yeah,
I have such because
this is so much more complex.
This G1 here, though, this was my childhood, bro. Like, I loved this as a kid. Oh, I loved it. And I liked doggies, so it was cool to have.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, woof, woof. You know, we're not talking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sorry. I'm getting, like, involved in this transformation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like if you get a masterpiece, oh my God, it is.
So now explain though what it is. So it's a masterpiece transformer.
Masterpiece transformers are basically like the highest tier of transformers you can purchase. They come from Takara, which is the parent company of Transformers. They're basically the birth of Transformers.
So it's all the Bloody Stash
well,
clothing
no,
company.
No. You're suspect, sir. You're suspect, sir. So how's it going not having a suit anymore and living in...
It's awful. I live in a trailer now. It's just not good.
But
man.
Johnny's happy.
And he says we're into the action or something. That's an inside joke that
anyway,
none of you get.
Well,
So you can't even...
I'm transforming it. I'm just figuring it out.
I've already taken my Generation 1 Ravage and retransformed it like 3 different times, back and forth. I'm just saying, bud.
Yeah, I know.
I keeps it real.
I keeps it real
in the podcast world.
Yeah, I got some of it.
This original Laserbeak like melts my... Oh, I dropped your Ravage. I'm the
no,
worst.
That's fine.
Sorry, bud.
Don't be sorry.
But this original Laserbeak is like my childhood. Like, I remember this. I adore it. We're making a lot of noise. Let's put the toys down.
Put the toys down.
GD.
GD. But, No, see, the thing is, Diaclone, okay, Takara owned Diaclone, they owned Microchangers, and what happened was at the Toy Fair, I've talked about this before, and I didn't get to finish and explain it really, but what happened was they bought the license, but they're still the creators, even though they were under another name. It's what usually America does, is they buy something and then they make it their own.
That's what America does.
Hey, that's what they do. I mean, look at Shogun Warriors. That's what they did with the Shogun Warriors. They're called poppies, I think, in Japan, if I'm not mistaken. It's like anything. Transor Z was originally Mazinger Z. You know, so everything gets Americanized in a sense.
As I'm sitting here holding Laserbeak, though,
yeah,
it's the nostalgia that's really the secret for me. Like, I enjoy the fact that when I was a 7-year-old child, this is what I love.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to put Laserbeak on our Focusrite recording console. Actually, we'll put both Laserbeaks up here. The new one's pretty cool, too. It's just, I don't know, man. The nostalgia aspect.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it, so. Put down the toy.
Yeah, I forgot how to do that. Sorry.
It's so
I haven't transformed him since I bought him.
How long ago was that, roughly?
God, 2 years ago, three
years.
Okay,
that's not that long.
Yeah, not that long.
The 50s or something.
Yeah, because I got the Masterpiece Soundwave, and it came with him. No, it just came with Laserbeak. I had to buy them separately, Ravage and Rampage.
So, my stepson and I were watching The Empire Strikes Back last week, and he had me go get my AT-AT walker.
I saw that picture,
And I don't want to play with my walker, man. Like, that's my pride and joy. And then he's, like, shooting the guns off, and I'm like, don't use the guns. Just, you can play with it.
Yeah, don't use the guns.
Making the noise and all. But it did make me happy. And then I was totally cool with it. And then this is a weird dichotomy or scenario. So I when we were done watching the movie, I put it away, and he went to bed. The next day, I watched it kind of again, and then he wanted to play with it again, so I got it out. The next day, his father comes over to see him, right? I'm the stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them are playing with my walker in the next living room, right? And I just hear, like, boom! And I was like, motherfucker. And I go out, and the father, who's, like, our age, had no idea. Like, they broke off one of the guns. They didn't break it off, but they unsnapped, like, the guns.
Yeah,
shoot,
yeah.
The laser cannons.
Yeah, they're held by, like, a metal clip.
No, it's plastic, actually.
Oh, the ones I think it's not plastic, it's metal.
Interesting.
No, wait. You know what? I'm thinking of the light bulbs.
Okay. Yeah, no, the light bulbs definitely metal.
Yeah, they snap into the metal.
But they snap in, and then I'm watching him, and so I'm looking at this guy, and he knows he fucked up, because it's my toy that he broke, and I'm like, just give me back my toy, man. And I clicked the cannon back into place. But how did he not know how to put the cannon back in? That's what upset me greatly. How did he not know?
I don't know. Probably, you know, he probably wasn't into it.
Fuck that guy. So listen, we never finished this from like 30 podcasts ago when we were discussing toys previously.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that somebody you knew had the aircraft carrier?
The flag.
I saw one. And I never explained or finished the story. So if you're caring about this podcast, here's the other end of the story.
Yeah.
I had a friend named Hank as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He made friends with somebody else that I didn't know who was like two streets away on Tilton Street.
Okay.
I had never even been down Tilton Street.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed at the tender age of 7. And we went to his basement to go hang out one day. And there it was, 6 feet of American plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is glorious.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know why my parents didn't get me one. But then, dude, how do you store it and what do you do with it? And I wanted to buy one now. I'm an adult, right?
Yeah.
They're like $5,000 online.
Yeah, they
makes
are.
Makes me cry, dude.
Yeah.
First car costs $500. I'm not going to buy an aircraft carrier for $5,000.
He still has the box, if I'm not mistaken, for it, he told me. And that sucker, he just literally, he flattened it down so that, he could store it.
Sure.
But he said, it breaks apart. You got like two or three sections that it breaks down to, and they're mostly flat, so it's not that hard to store the thing.
So does he still have it? Can I buy it from him for a substantial?
He's not selling it. People have offered him money.
Have you tried?
I don't know where the hell I would put it. I'd probably put it like right up against this wall.
Now, again, they'd have no idea because it's a podcast, but we are filming a recording today.
In the basement again.
Well, it's not just a basement.
You know what I should do? Seriously.
What?
I should start a YouTube channel. We put a camera. I got two cameras. I can put two cameras, one here, one there, record, and then I can edit it and put it as a live one.
We should. I'm not even being sarcastic. We definitely should. I have a GoPro, so we can definitely use that too.
I have two, yeah.
You have two GoPros?
No. I have one GoPro. Actually, I have three cameras.
Because I have a three-camera shoot.
Yeah, we could do a three-camera shoot.
So this is episode 10, and now we're discussing the idea. Like, because if you watch the real podcasts that make money, ours do not make money, by the way.
No.
We want a sponsor. We would love for... Like, today, we're brought to you with the letter A.
Oh, God.
And the number 19. A19. You sunk my battleship. What were you going to say? You just, I cut you off.
You know what? Have you ever thought of Twitch?
What's Twitch?
Twitch is a live streaming company. Okay. I mean, and you can live stream straight right to it live. And we can just, I mean, the only downside is we have one camera. But I have a tripod here. I can actually pull it back so that it's, we're both in the shot.
Okay.
And, or I can put it up high so it's pointing down to us.
Well, neither one of us have any hair, so an up high shot wouldn't exactly be.
It'll be in an angle.
Look at you. You're all upset. It'll be at an angle, man.
It wouldn't be like right on the top of her fucking
Oh my
head.
God, I look to my right and there's Pussifier. Or Pussifer.
That's just my wife. This is all my wife's shit
right here. This is your wife's shit. She has this little corner of the thing. There's a massive Autobot's head. What is that thing?
That is a book.
It's a book?
Yeah, here, wait. I'll show you.
You're going to show me?
Go ahead. Just keep talking.
Keep talking?
Yeah, because so I just got
to
grab it.
Robot's getting the giant book. It looks plastic to me, man.
It is. Watch this.
Yeah, it's not making any noise or anything in the mics. Go ahead. See, no one cares though. Oh my God in heaven! See, I don't want the book. I just want the case. Makes a lot of noise. So it opens up.
Yeah, and it's the book. About
so
crimes.
What is that? Like a foot by a foot? About 12
yeah,
inches by 12
it's
inches.
It's about a foot by a foot.
Now, can I get a Decepticon head that size?
No, this is this is the Primes.
Only the
it's,
Primes.
Yeah, it's the book of the Primes, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly.
No one can see it. It doesn't matter.
No, I know. I want to read it. I'm just turning off the sound on this. But it came out. The Covenant of the Primes.
Okay.
It's called The Covenant of the Primes.
Okay.
And it tells the whole story of all the Primes.
Now,
there's 13 of them.
So what number's Optimus?
The 13th.
What about Rodimus Prime? Isn't he a Prime?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He might be dun, 13. Dun, 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 dun. So, Optimus. I don't know. I
got
to read it.
You've
I haven't read it.
The greatest t-shirt on in the world.
Thank you.
So, that's a Star Blazer t-shirt. But
yes, you can get it. You can still get it at Rip the Power Off, if I'm not mistaken.
Rip the Power Off?
Ripped. R-I-P-T.
Okay.
Apparel. They do shirts. I think this one was $20, but you'd have to double check because
so
it could have been.
To describe this for the listening audience, it says Yamato. Earth Defense Force space battleship. It's literally a World War II battleship, and then it's like prepared to fly in space.
Yes,
which is what we were discussing in great detail a few episodes ago.
Yes.
And you're telling me how wrong I was. I'm telling you, there were multiple ships. There were multiple.
No,
ships.
There were multiple ships. Okay, that's what I wanted to get to because
yes.
That's one of my bullet
one of your points. All right,
there was the Andromeda, and I apologize. I apologize for that.
Thank
but
you.
The only ship that was from World War II. Was
now
the Yamato. That's
give you.
It. That's
that'll
what I you. Thought you were meaning.
No.
I looked up pictures of the Andromeda, and it's like total like sleek and designed and everything.
It was.
It
cool
was looking. A spaceship. There were other spaceships, but this was the only one that could handle the drive and everything.
Because there were like World War II. I'm sorry. There were other captains that they were speaking
yeah,
about on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, there were all different
the
captains.
The Andromeda captain was like super cool and groovy, and they were like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, no. There were other ships, but the Andromeda. I don't know if that was a bad ship or if it was a good.
No,
ship.
No, it was a good ship. It was definitely a good ship.
Yeah.
But they were kind of like uppity, and they weren't on good terms. They looked down their nose at the Yamato people. Or Yamato people.
Well, that's that. They all did that because what was it? They did not care for the Yamato because they didn't think that they were going to make it, and blah blah blah.
I got to tell you, the fact that we're discussing. Story arcs from a fucking cartoon from 42 years ago is astounding to
dude,
me.
Dude, there are podcasts that do this kind of shit every day.
Really?
Like, yeah. There's ones that are like 3-4 hours long per episode, and I love listening to those.
Good.
Because you get like, you know, you get
and you didn't even know about the Andromeda. What kind of fan are
oh,
you,
oh, Jesus
sir?
Christ. All I cared was about this fucking ship right here.
What's another bullet point? What do you got to talk about?
Well, did you hear the song? Did you hear the eerie TR Toys R Us song, the theme song?
I saw it and I didn't
it's
click
in,
on it.
It's
it didn't.
Yeah, it's in minor. It's in key minor.
Minor, yeah.
And dude, it sounds like it's their funeral song, like for their procession.
Seriously.
Yeah, it sends chills up your spine.
Okay, we're gonna put you guys on hold yet again. We're going to pull it up. We're going to discuss this.
It's only, yeah.
Bear with us.
Again, thank you for listening or pausing with us. This is the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 11. My name is VexX, along with Robot Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to play for you, while talking over it so we can't get sued, the Toys R Us jingle in minor key version.
It's a YouTuber. He's not going to sue us.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Vex on Vex has deep pockets. I don't hear any music.
Shit.
You shit? He said shit. I can rewind it.
No. Don't rewind it.
I already rewound it.
Okay.
But where's the volume?
Oh, shit. We would have been
playing
really
Van soon. Halen. Now, if you talk over Hoffa, Hoffa's just so good.
God damn.
Can you tell we were ready to record today, kids?
Like, yeah, it's totally all happening.
All right, we're going to play it now. The volume's up, and this is the Toys R Us. All right, I'm listening. Oh, yeah, there we go.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
This is fucking emo, man.
No, it's eerie. This ain't emo.
I heard they're gonna.
I was picturing a video for this guy's song. The way that he did it, can you imagine? No, well, hey, you know, you get an idea, you just roll with it.
No, I hear you. It's.
It's, so it's eerie and creepy, yeah.
I wish I didn't see him. It hurts me to see him. I don't know. So here's the thing. And I'm talking with the music in the background like it's a movie score.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's a toy store, man.
I understand that. But a lot of people, you know, had a connection. You know, it was there for us every... For
but
our
Kitty
whole,
City was
our...
my first toy store when
yeah,
I was a kid.
Yeah, I never really went to Kitty City that much.
Now, what's weird is there was a Kitty City that was located in the same neighborhood you and I were discussing previously that became a shopping bag later.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Tarsdale Avenue, like up by that way where the Rite Aid is?
Yeah.
Well, Kitty City was on Castor Avenue, a block or two further, I believe, back in the day, and it became a shopping bag later.
Yeah.
But that was Kitty City when I was a kid, and we would go there when I was very, very little.
Yeah.
Then Toys R Us happens, and then Kitty City moved. Kitty City moved over to the rib place. Remember where Burger King was?
Yeah, I remember
same,
that.
So there was a Kitty City there for years.
Yeah, and then it became Paramount. I worked there.
So, what's the name? Chase Holfelder?
Yeah, Chase Holfelder was the one that did it. Just look up Toys R Us jingle.
Minor key version.
Yeah.
Chase Holfelder.
And tell him, and in the comments if you want to, go ahead and tell him that, you know, Vex on Vex podcast sent you.
so he doesn't sue us. That's kind of what we're going for.
But, no.
You're like
it's called common courtesy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect courtesy. So you were just exclusively Toys R Us? That was it?
Well, no. I went to Kitty City, but for some reason, Kitty City just seemed, you know, I don't know. It just seemed, Toys R Us seemed magical, and Kitty City just seemed like trashy.
I'll tell you. You feel about how Kitty City, about how I feel about GoBots. Fuck a GoBot.
Hey, what is wrong with a GoBot? It was just another company that was putting them out. You know,
I felt like they bit the idea, for lack of a better term. Like they stole the idea.
Do you know they did another company? There's another company out there and you
can
get
them. There's
a third? Well, no. I'm saying that there was another. You know how I said we were talking, ladies and gentlemen, podcast back. We were talking about third party.
Yeah, of course. Okay. I remember greatly.
3P, as a lot of collectors call it. Well, some third party companies actually decided, you know what? We're going to do GoBots, but like a masterpiece version
Fuck
of them.
Fuck a GoBot.
No,
the
new
GoBot.
Ones are badass.
And because they're trying to be like a Transformer.
Another thing.
Dude, GoBots had Screwhead. Did you ever see the Screwhead episode on Robot Chicken?
Yes. And here's something.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I worked for 2 years, two seasons, at the Lancaster Symphony Orchestra as assistant stage manager, assistant production. I enjoyed that job. It was a magical thing. And if you're a musician, you seriously need to do a job if you get a chance to do that.
Sure.
I got to meet...
Screwhead?
No. That's not the point that I was trying, you fuck.
Go ahead.
every year they did a
they did a New Year's show.
Of course.
Big show and everything.
Who'd you meet?
We had a guy from Broadway.
Okay.
I forget his name.
Okay.
He was the voice of...
You don't even
God,
know.
I can't remember it. Wait, shut up. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Please tell me it's Screwhead. The voice of Screwhead.
Heatseeker.
Okay.
He was the voice of Heatseeker in the GoBots movie, and I got to talk to him.
Fuck the GoBots.
Oh, my God.
So, Heatseeker's voice, right? What did he look like? Let me guess. He was Caucasian.
No, he looked like Leader One.
What's Leader One?
Leader One was the Jet.
No, the
great
actor. What did the actor look like? You met him. What did he look like? You don't even remember what he looked
like. I would have to dig out the book.
You have no idea.
I'd have to dig out
the book. You met him. You saw him with your eyes.
He was a singer. He's a Broadway singer now. And he said, you know what? He was just offered, a friend of him offered the job. And he only had a few lines in the movie.
He's like, I wanted to be Screwhead, but the character was taken. So unfortunately.
Oh my God.
Like, that's the thing, right?
Okay, we're going to have this argument.
No, we got to have it on microphone.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to have it on microphone. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of Transformers fans respect GoBots. A lot of them hate it. It's kind of split, but there are people that actually said, you know what? GoBots were cool. They were their own fucking thing.
Their own fucking thing. Not their own thing. Their own fucking thing.
Right. Actually, there's that comic book shop that we went to.
You are so animated right now. You're redlining into the microphone. You're like, no! GoBots are great, man!
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But,
it's okay.
No, seriously. I'm getting closer to the mic.
Fuck them.
Hey, you know what? That comic book shop that I took you to, where the toys are, they have tons of GoBots, and I'm thinking of starting to collect those because they're actually inexpensive.
Exactly my point. Undesirable. Like, the least expensive hooker isn't the hooker you want to fuck. When you go out, right, the hooker's like, I'll suck your dick for $2. $2 to suck your dick. You don't want her to suck your dick. You want the $1,000 hooker to suck your dick. That's the vast difference, my friend.
K&A, marmalade, $2, get your dick sucked.
What's the marmalade? What are you talking about? That's some weird fetish I don't know about.
No, marmalade. It's just...
is that your hooker friend?
No,
Do you have a hooker
named Marmalade? What you... Just tell listen. I'm trying to. As you keep talking over me.
I do that.
We used to make jokes. You know, the crack whores and the fucking heroin junkies that are on K&A. Yeah. Have you ever drive there at night up and down when we were kids? I don't remember doing that with you. We never
did that. That's because I don't look for
hookers. No, just to see the funny shit that goes on in KA.
You know, I heard a weird story. Oh, my God. This happens every time
we're
together.
See, I'm a sick individual.
Every time we're together, this happens. The gentleman who I no longer associate with. Not the one who shall never be named, his vocalist, right?
Okay.
This is years before that band, by
the way. Yes, yes, yes.
We had this friend who went under the name of Gath of Baal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there you go. So I can't get sued for anything. It's all cool.
Yeah.
So Gath of Baal had a car, which I purchased later, which became my car, Sid. Sid Vicious, I think.
Okay.
You remember that piece of shit I had?
Yeah.
Silver Mercury Monarch? I'm writing about it in the book, actually. So anyway, they went down there, and the way I was told this story by the vocalist of He Who Will Not Be Named is that Gath of Baal decided he's going to get a hooker. And, like, the other guy's in the back seat, he's loading, he's like, okay. Now, in my opinion, they were going to get a hooker. That's how I feel about the story. But I can't speak on that because I wasn't there.
Exactly.
I'm not a hooker kind of guy. Like, in my humble opinion, I'll never forget this. I was 18 years old, and I had a job as a bill collector, very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a black guy who worked there. Cool guy. He had gone to college to play football. He hurt his knee, and now he was doing this. He's like 26, 28. Mm-hmm. And I would drive him to the bus every night after we got done work because he was a cool guy, and I had a car, and he didn't.
Exactly.
And he was like, why would anybody go to a hooker when there's so many women just giving the shit away? And I was like, exactly. There's somebody somewhere will just have sex with you.
Exactly.
So the idea of the hooker, and then someone said to me when I got older, you pay the hooker to leave. And I'm not going to lie, that's a little poignant. That makes sense to me. Like, you have the sex, right?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Here's your money. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I hear you. I'm not a hooker kind of guy, though. Never did it.
Yeah.
However, that being said, in this story, that is not my story, and I heard secondhand, they go to K&A. I believe that they went to Somerset, the Somerset stop. And they found a beautiful Puerto Rican streetwalker, right?
Yeah.
So they wave her over, and then all of a sudden her pimp appears with a gun. He appears with a gun. He gets in the car. He goes through all their pockets. He takes all their money, and he sits in their car and smokes crack.
The fuck?
And then he leaves. And that's their hooker story.
Wow.
And I was like, and he went through the glove box. He went through everything.
Holy shit.
And I was like, in high school when I heard this story, I was like a kid still. I remember that story, and I just never. No.
Say. No, there was a couple times that we used to drive up and down.
Who's this we?
I'd rather not say.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. So you were you looking for fun?
No. We were just watching. We wanted to see what was the act. You know, if there were going to be. You know, sometimes you'd see like the crack whores or the heroin junkies, especially the ones that were crack whores. They'd be fucking. All fucking crazy.
Now, this is a podcast, so yes. When you wave your arms in the air, no one
yeah,
saw
well,
that.
They'd be, you know, they'd be completely like berserker mode,
berserker.
You know?
Berserker.
Will you say my love for you is berserker?
No, my love for you is like a truck berserker. Oh. Would you like to make some fuck berserker?
Berserker. Okay. I need to watch that movie again.
Ticking clock, suck my cock. Berserker.
So, anyway. No, we just like watching the drama unfold. So we went up there and we were driving by and, you know, we would say, there's marmalade. And this broad was literally walking around with her shirt up, her titties, ugly ass titties, fucking looking like cucumbers.
How'd you know her name there, Rob?
No, we made it up. We just said, her name's marmalade. She gonna take you on.
Wow, I'm so glad there's no sponsor because they would just drop us after this bizarre episode.
No, they wouldn't. You don't understand the way that kind of stuff works.
Have you ever been with a lady of the night? Has
that no, ever never.
For you?
God, no.
I couldn't imagine having to pay for it.
No.
But then I, you know, I've heard people say before, like, you are paying for it. You buy dinner.
Yeah.
Or you get married. You pay the mortgage.
Exactly.
The cars,
yeah.
All that stuff. I don't see it that way, though. Mm. I really don't see it that way. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just not a hooker guy.
No.
But again, you pay and believe, and I kind of understand
exactly.
That a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is just a fucking joke. That's all I did. It was a joke. I never fucking paid for sex. God,
we
no.
Went from how awful the GoBots are
yeah.
to robots.
Now we're going
to
segue
story.
Back to the GoBots.
Well, I got a list of them here.
Okay.
You got Leader One.
Yeah.
You got Psy Kill. So
yeah.
He's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes any sense. Then you have Crasher. No idea what that is. Who's Turbo? What is Turbo a car?
Yeah, Turbo's a car.
Then there's Copter, who's a helicopter.
Copter, yeah.
This is why I'm mad. Here you go. This is why I'm pissed.
Okay. Here we go.
Screwhead's name is Screwhead because when he transforms, he just has a big screw on his head. No, for real.
I know.
For, right?
I
so,
know.
But that isn't smart. That's not clever. That's like insulting the mindset of an 8-year-old who really takes this shit seriously, which I did. Like, to me, I was like, this is it. That's my shit right now. And he's like, no, I'm Screwhead. And you're like, I don't get it. Hi, I'm Copter. So you're a helicopter that turns into a robot. Yes, hence my name, Copter.
Copter.
Okay, you're from a different planet, right, Copter? Yes, I am. Is it called a fucking helicopter on your planet? Because I don't fucking believe you, Copter. Wouldn't your name be Boingo Oingo or some shit? Why
ladies
is it
and
Copter?
Gentlemen, overanalyzing.
That's what I do. I'm serious, though. So you're telling me these are like, you like Scooter, you like Fitor? What the fuck is a Fitor? F-I-T-O-R.
Fitter. Yeah. I don't remember him.
List of GoBot characters on Wikipedia. We're going to pull them up right now.
Yeah.
They're just disturbing. I'm not a fan. Like, it was an insult.
And that's your quote, you know, your thing.
That's your thing, man. Yeah. Okay.
That's your preference.
That's your personal, it's your personal
yeah.
opinion.
Your personal opinion.
I don't know. It annoys
fuck
me.
Fuck your opinion.
it's just, again, it insults my intelligence. You love robots, right?
Yes.
So Copter? Copter is supposed to be a thing we give a fuck about?
I don't care about the fucking name. It's the robot itself that I dig.
But
know?
Admit that, like, the transformation process is just god-awful.
And remember, Tonka and GoBots was completely, like, for littler kids. It was like, Transformers were for the older kids. GoBots were for the little kids.
And but once you make the cartoon, which they did.
Yes.
Of both, I might add.
Yeah.
The Transformer cartoon gets to 5-year-olds. Dude,
exactly.
And
no,
you,
I know
you,
that.
You're a father, right?
Yeah.
Tell me that little kids can't do things complicated like that.
Exactly.
Better than
no,
we can.
And I know that. I know that. Yes. Kai loves picking up some of my Transformers and doing them.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like a puzzle for him, you know?
And that's the thing. So why would you insult my intelligence at 7? Here's Copter. He's a helicopter who turns into a robot.
I don't know. They were for slow kids.
They were for slow kids. My God, man. It comes out here on the Vex on Vex podcast that the slower children, they had to purchase the GoBots, and that's all they could live by.
It was for little Timmy that wore the dunce cap every day.
Oh. One of my best friends is named Timmy. We work together every day, and you're called little Timmy. The dunce cap.
Oh, that's God. So okay, wrong. Little George.
Little Georgie, I'll give you that. Did you ever have any kids that when you were a kid named George? You know anybody named George?
Yeah, I knew a few people named George.
I had one named George. Last name start with the letter H. I'm not going to say it, obviously. And he was in our grade school, and then they just moved away, and then we never saw him again. Mm. But there was a George when I was little.
Yeah, no, I worked with a dude named George, but we used to call him Ogre.
Ogre?
Yeah, we just
explain
used to call him
that.
Ogre. I don't know. That was his name.
Wait,
I worked
at. Let's recap. I'm sorry to cut you off. Gobots.
Yes.
Into hookers. Now to Ogre. Ogre. Explain the Ogre thing.
That was his name. You know, if you take the G off of it, I think it spells Ogre, if not. No. It's O-G-R-E. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
You need a G. It's totally
yeah,
important.
Yeah. No. But yeah. So we all of us just called him Ogre. You know, that's what we called
him.
Was
he a big guy?
Yeah. He was a big dude.
And you worked where with him?
McDonald's.
Ah, the McDonald's. Yes, did they fire you for no reason?
They fired me because I came down with walking pneumonia, those fucks.
They were afraid of your love.
Yeah.
You told me that story. I think we were in a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Dude. My wife sends me to Wendy's once in a while to buy 50 nuggets. 50 nuggets for $10. Which to me, I feel like it's a mistake. Like, Wendy's is going to catch on and be like, I can't believe we're giving you 50. Dude, that's like days of food, man.
Yeah, no, it is. For like a single guy, like when we were single, oh my God, 50 nuggets? That's fucking 5 days of food.
And the difference between Wendy's nuggets and anything you buy from McDonald's is you can heat up Wendy's food.
Yes.
McDonald's food.
It tastes like shit.
You can't reheat it.
No.
Like you eat it and that's it.
Yeah.
I had a friend. Fuck that. I had a guy who worked for Starscream. Not my friend. He screwed me over in the end. But he went when they had like a deal where you took a bunch of coupons and he bought like 50 burgers for like $25 or something. Something crazy like that. Like the McDoubles.
Yeah.
And he put them in his fridge and he's like, this is great. I'll have enough food for like 2 weeks. I'll live off these burgers for $25. And he said when he started heating them up, like the bread just breaks apart. It's awful.
Yeah.
Why is that, sir?
I have no clue.
Work there.
Well, they were shitty fucking rolls.
I feel like it's a little intentional.
The other thing is, no, it's not intentional.
Okay.
The other thing was, but you're talking back now, I don't think they grill the burgers anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because we used to have a grill and everything you put
like the
down.
Real deal.
Yeah, it was raw, it was raw, frozen burgers.
Yeah, frozen though.
Yeah. But there was a few times, like, you would feel them, and they would be crumbling.
I'm sorry.
You feel the rolls?
Sure.
You know, like, the manager would come back, and he'd be like, okay, they're just crumbling a little. Use them anyway.
Okay.
You know, and they would tell you, if there were any spots, you know, any weird things, just throw them out.
So that's like the fungus and stuff, right?
The mold. The mold. There was a few times we caught mice in them. They would be crawling through the bags. Because
really?
You're talking like 24 burger rolls.
Sure.
And it's at night when you're not there, and the only guy's there is the maintenance guy cleaning up for the night.
Sure.
The mice come out to play, and so...
Come out to play!
Yeah, a couple times I pick up a roll, and then you feel it, like, crawling through your hand, and
Oh, that's so upsetting.
Yeah.
And that's McDonald's.
That's McDonald's.
Yay.
They're not like that anymore.
No, it's much worse now. If you take two French fries that I buy today, and I put them in my wallet, and I carry them around for 1 year...
They never rot.
They don't change anything.
I know.
That can't be a potato. Potatoes would grow fucking fungus and
mold all that shit.
Rot.
Yeah. It's all the preservatives they jack into them.
Oh, yeah. That's a good fucking french fry, though.
Yeah. It is a tasty french fry.
It's a tasty french fry.
But the one thing is, you know what? I don't get it. I mean, I'm a fan of fucking Rick and Morty, but I finally got to taste again for, you know, because it's been so long, the Szechuan sauce. And oh, my God, I remember it. And it was like, I tried it again and I was like, they need to just keep it. It's so
fucking
good.
You're like the third person that has brought this up to me in the past
2 weeks. I don't care about
the
Rick and Morty thing,
though. I'm not talking about Rick and Morty. I've never seen it.
Okay.
That fucking sauce has got to be like crack. You're the third human being.
It's really fucking good.
That brought it up.
I have a container of it upstairs.
Maybe we'll try it.
Yeah. It's not... They made 20 million cups so that everybody would get it this time.
The McRib, I remember being like a little kid and I adored it.
Oh, God, my wife's one friend is addicted to those motherfuckers.
I mean, that's just all bad. There's nothing in there of any positive.
No.
It's all sugar.
You know what was great, though, working at McDonald's?
What?
When we would take our lunch break. Like, I remember we used to fucking make a stack of burgers like this.
But no one can see what you're doing.
Well, okay. imagine you got a lunch break. Now they're more, you know, systematic stringent. About it. Yeah, they're stingent about it.
Stringent.
Yeah, that's fine. My bad.
My bad, too.
They're very stringent on it, and they're very, very to the bone. You know,
they count.
You get a fucking meal, and that's it. You get like a cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. That's it. But back when I worked there, I used to make not just like a double. I used to make like a quadruple times 10. You know, fucking burger. Like I'd have 8 patties on the fucking grill going. Well, one of the guys loved the McRib so much that he literally grabbed 6 ribs and threw them between the bun and threw cheese on it, pickles, onions, I mean, the works. But we used to get away with it back then until one of the managers was like, why is all this food disappearing?
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's how, you know, corporate probably found out about it. But, you know, that's the thing.
Well, wait, you're owned by somebody. Like, it's not corporate,
yeah, we were
right?
We were owned, I think, by a businessman or a lawyer.
Yeah, like a guy.
Yeah,
like a guy.
He owned
the
10
McDonald's.
Of them.
Jesus.
He owned 10. He owned the one that I was working
which
at
is Armingo
and a bunch
Avenue.
Of other. Yeah, Castor and Armingo or CNA. That was the code for it.
CNA.
Yeah, CNA.
It's like TNA.
Which one
burgers?
Do you work for? CNA. Well, they did a big, huge party for us.
I was going to ask you, is there mixers? Did you bang a McDonald's chick in a mixer? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yes.
What color was she? You don't even know.
No, she was Asian.
That's fucking way better. I guess it's yellow.
Yeah, like Filipino.
Do you know
yeah.
Filipinos are Pacific Islanders now? And they're no longer fucking Asians.
Oh, wow. Did not
yeah.
know that.
So all those fucking Filipino chicks you banged in your life, got to cross them off the list.
Oh, that's
no longer
up.
Asians.
That's fucked
they
up.
Just took them back from
we're going to change everything.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Leave him alone, man.
It's huge.
So you had a mixer for McDonald's. How long did you work there exactly?
4 years.
That's a long fucking time.
Yeah, but it was my whole high school.
So all through high school?
Yeah, all through high school.
How come I didn't come fuck with you more at that job? How is that possible?
I don't know.
Free fucking fries,
yes.
man.
My every time I would walk in, you know, because my mom was working there. Yeah. So we'd get done school. You remember, we were smart kids, me, Vex,
you
and some other.
Pocket the money and walk
we'd
home.
Pocket the money and walk fucking
because your parents
home.
Gave you money for
exactly.
the
exactly. And it was $9 for a bag of tokens, so you'd pocket the fucking
and
money.
And just walk home.
And just walk the hell home.
Kept the money, though.
Yeah, exactly.
God,
and kept
we were
the
little
money.
Bastards, weren't we?
Exactly. But no, my dad didn't care. My dad's like, okay, you want to walk? That's great, you know? But we were keeping fit, too.
Oh,
but
fit, come
yeah.
on. We're
so I would walk home, and then I would be passing McDonald's. My mom would be working there. So this is another thing you can't do that I used to do back in the day. I'd walk over to McDonald's. I'd say, yo, mom, can you get me some free food? Yeah. And I'd get a fucking whole meal.
I'll tell you the truth of it, though. It wasn't computerized back then.
No.
So there wasn't like a list.
Well,
it wasn't like a thing where they were like, hey, this is how many burgers we have on site. It's typed into a system.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of random. And you could probably, there's got to be a damage control word or like, oh, we burnt this.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like 10 of them are missing. Well, we burnt 5. You know what I mean? Or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was some crazy shit. You want to hear crazy shit?
I want to hear crazy shit.
Crazy shit.
Crazy shit.
When I was working there, I'm not going to say any names, but I'm just going to tell you. Yeah, no names. So here's some stories about McDonald's, and we all have them from any job, even jobs that you hold in now, okay? But this was crazy. So one night I'm working, and I go into the – I had to get pickles. So they told me, go into the walk-in fridge.
If you get a blowjob in the walk-in, it's going to be the greatest story I've ever heard in my
life.
No.
Okay. I walked in. There was the fucking assistant manager, butt fucking naked, on fucking cardboard, fucking – riding the fucking one of the workers.
They were
butt fucking naked.
No, so you caught the manager
yeah.
banging
no,
a cook.
No, assistant manager.
Assistant manager banging a cook.
Yeah.
Did you like jerk off and watch?
No. I just like walked in, they looked, and she's like, hi.
Oh, I would have made her blow me to keep
I was
ass,
like.
So I'd have been like, you have to suck this or I'm going to talk.
Dude, I was like 15. I didn't know. I
dude,
was like.
At 15, you have an erection constantly. Constantly. Yeah. And at 15, we had winter bushes.
My mother and father didn't understand why the tissues were all disappearing.
Oh, your dad understood.
Yeah, oh, dad did.
Believe me. My God, you really? They were fucking.
No, I know.
Yeah, they
in
were
the
fucking
fridge,
in the
up.
Fridge. Yeah, it wasn't that cold in the fridge, and plus it was the
it
summer.
It wasn't that cold in the fridge.
It was the summer anyway.
That's amazing.
Yo, she had a nice fucking rack, though, I'll tell you that much.
I would have made her suck my dick. I'd have been like, listen, if you don't suck this, I'm going to tell everybody I just saw you fucking Jamal in the back.
I know. Once I had one of the managers. Daughter that worked there, she was a black girl.
Okay.
African American. And she was just a friend. We're downstairs in the lunchroom. There used to be a basement.
There was a basement
in the McDonald's in the old building, not the new one now that's there.
Okay.
But the old building had a basement. And I was there eating my lunch. She comes in. She literally like strips right in front of me getting changed into her work outfit. And I'm
but,
like,
yeah, it said bra.
Yeah, she
like
had a bra
creepy.
And panties. But yeah, I mean still it was like wow.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so, I mean...
I want to ask you a question.
Mm.
Do you remember the Armingo Diner?
Yes, I do. Were God, ever, we had tons of times, me and you, there.
Do you... Were you personally a fan of the cheesecake at all from the Armingo Diner?
No.
Good, because this story would upset you tremendously. I worked for the company across the street, which was called Georgie G's. Okay, I spent years as a busboy.
I remember.
Years. Like, you're at McDonald's, I was at Georgie G's all through high school.
Uh-huh.
And we had to get supplies occasionally from the Armingo Diner, which was owned by the same establishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd cross the street, which is right across the street, and I'd go to get something. I learned that if you had to take a piss, if you were jerking off and you were bored, if you had to blow your nose, everything went into the batter that became the cheesecake. The world famous Armingo Avenue cheesecake. Defecation, flies, seriously, jerking off into it, all of it. If you blew your nose and you were in the kitchen, you flung your hand inside that batter. Because the batter was just sitting there for the next morning because they would come in and they would bake it like 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock
oh,
in the morning.
Jesus
so
Christ.
If you're working at 3, you know, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night and you're a cook, you know, snot rocket, right into that fucking thing.
Holy fuck.
For years. And people were like, I love the cheesecake. It's so good. It was cum. It was urine.
It was piss. It was,
fucking
it was shit.
Everything
oh,
you could. I don't know God. If it was ever dookie. I don't know if you shit in your hand and threw it in there. But cooks are gnarly human beings.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility.
Well, see, yeah, that's the other thing, man. A lot of the girls that work there, oh my God.
At the diner or
at no at McDonald's? I'm sorry.
What does "oh my God" mean?
No.
Tell me.
If you were dating any of them and you fucked them over and you didn't work at McDonald's, I'm going to tell you the story that happened that the one night. She was an assistant manager. This girl, I'm not going to mention her name.
Okay.
She was so pissed that this guy came with this girl that was actually a good friend of hers. She came back. The guy ordered a quarter pounder with cheese.
This is a tampon story?
Oh, worse.
Worse.
She said, do whatever you want to this sandwich. We were spitting in it. We were wiping it with our ass. We were doing... One of the guys actually ran before he fucking put that burger on there. He wiped his ass and then wiped it on the fucking burger.
And that's insane.
Yeah.
Do you know who John DiBella is?
Yes.
John DiBella is currently the host on 102.9 WMGK, the morning program.
Oh, geez.
At the end of the... He's been there for years and
I know.
Years.
He's been doing this for...
But you don't live in Philadelphia, but he used to run the morning zoo in the 80s when we were kids.
Yeah, I remember.
On MMR. So he's a little further down the dial. He's pretty arrogant, and he's a bald prick. And I used to work at another restaurant in Center City. And the restaurant, it was like a Tuesday night.
I remember the restaurant you worked at.
Okay, we can't say.
No.
It was closing. I think it was like 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And on a Tuesday, you're not busy. You clean everything. We clean the coffee machine. We clean the espresso machine. And he did not have dinner. His friends had dinner. And he came in to meet them. And they were just sitting there. And he came up and he was like, they said, oh, hello, Mr. DiBella. And he's like, well, listen, I would like a cup of coffee. Like, oh, we're so sorry, sir. It's 10:30 at night. And, you know, we've been really slow. We clean the coffee machine. I apologize. But we don't have that for you. I can get you a drink from the bar. And he's like, I want a coffee. And he said, okay, sir. And he came in the back and he was like, all right, gentlemen, it's on. And the shit that we put into that fucking coffee is fucking madness. Snots, urine, pubic hair, everything you can imagine. We mix it all the fuck up. And it's probably a cappuccino now that I think about it. And we gave it to him. And he's like, this is the best coffee. Thank you so much. We're like, yeah, no fucking problem, dickhead.
Oh, good for you. Fuck.
But don't be a cunt. Yeah. Don't be a cunt. Like, if the service industry is serving you.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, I'm really sorry. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that?
That's
me making a noise. Anyway, at the bottom line is don't be a dick. Like, the service industry will fuck you over.
You over, yeah, exactly.
They will fuck you over. They can. They control your food.
They control everything you eat.
So I don't know, man.
So I'm always nice. Now, I mean, now I understand why me and you, you know, always tipped high.
Because, always tip, motherfucker.
You always fucking tip because you get them the best service and they don't fuck with your food.
Never.
Yeah.
They're good people, too. It's a tough job. I did it for a lot of years. And as a young musician, that's a gig you can do. You can work a couple of days, make a whole lot of money, and then take off all weekend and play rock and roll with your friends, which is what I was doing.
And now I wanted to segue to this.
Sure.
You remember where you used to work?
Which time?
The second one. Where?
The fancy place.
Yeah, the fancy place. Do you remember the jazz bar we used to go to on Sansom?
Chris's?
I think so.
Of course.
Yeah. Broad and Sansom it was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that place.
Have you been there recently?
No.
I haven't either. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But god damn, it was a fun place.
Oh, yeah. Did you have those fucking old school jazz players?
Great stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, great fucking stuff.
All right, we're over an hour. This is the end of the first episode.
So, oh.
Or episode number 11, I should say. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do the wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Vex on Vex podcast featuring VexX and Robot Phillips.
See you guys.
But the point is, mm-hmm. we're on the Loud and Loaded Network.
Get
the Podbean application on your phone. And mm-hmm. we want a fucking sponsor. So if you have some things that you want to sell, believe me, we can read ad copy.
Yes,
believe
we can. We can.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
This is VexX and Robot telling you to stay frosty.
Peace out, guys.